Yeah. Are you okay with sharing a mic?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I don't know how much you like each other or don't like each other, you know, so.
Yeah, you gotta get, well, no, you can, we can, okay.
we can pass it.
Unless you want to MC.
So is this generally how working together goes?
Yeah,
that's
good.
Pretty
good.
You gotta put the mic near you if you're gonna talk. You understand?
Yes, yeah, that is. Yes.
Is this too weird?
Yeah, probably.
Do you wanna hold the mic?
No, you got it.
All right, let's do this. It's fine.
So just in case people are not aware of who you are, could you please introduce yourself and what you do at Halo Studios?
My name is Max Schlagor. I'm the creative director.
And I'm Damon Kahn, executive producer. We're going back to the beginning where it all started. Halo Campaign Evolved is a modernized remake of the legendary story of Master Chief from 2001, Halo Combat Evolved. It's rebuilt in UE5. And we've been very careful as we've been building it and making new content for it to preserve the heart of Halo and everything we do. We stay true to the tone, the atmosphere, and the emotional impact of the original.
Yes, and looking forward to welcoming players, you know, new and old, and really delivering an experience that everybody can feel like they're playing it for that first time.
Yeah, so I'm actually a newcomer-ish to Halo. I wasn't allowed to game as a kid. Mm-hmm. And my first console I owned was the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. So, awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I played Halo for the first time maybe like 3-4 years ago. Okay. And I was blown away at this experience. And I was very sad because I was like, man, I missed out on this era. Mm. So I feel like you're personally giving me this opportunity to like play through CE and have this reaction with other people who've never played.
So that's awesome, and this is exactly what we want to do. With the 25th anniversary, that marks an important moment for us to connect as many fans as possible together and have them share in the experience, some for the first time. Maybe they've only played on PlayStation, and then longtime veterans from Xbox and PC who have been around for maybe the past 25 years playing it. We're giving them something that maybe they haven't played entirely before. We've got, you know, some new missions, and we have some more skulls and things of that nature, most skulls ever. And then we have players who may have only been on PlayStation who are new to the series, a whole new generation, and we're hopeful that they'll play together. This game is two-player on console, split-screen locally. It's also four-player online co-op with cross-play and cross-progression. So, maybe you have friends who have moved on and changed consoles over the years. You're gonna be able to replay the game with them. And it's a real fun opportunity, I think.
Yeah, it's all about bridging that group of players, making it sure that it feels like something that's easy to pick up and play, get into the experience. So I think there's a lot there, and Damon touched on a lot.
Yeah, when I first played Combat Evolved, I was getting lost quite a bit. Mm. So I feel like this makes it a little bit more streamlined. Mm-hmm. My friend, of course, put me in Legendary immediately. So the amount of times he accidentally smacked me in the back of the head.
Oh, geez, that friend sounds not very nice as a friend. Putting you in Legendary and then hitting you in the back.
It's a rite of passage.
Okay, all right, well, right? I know.
Do you have any plans to be transferring this experience to the other older Halos?
For now, we're talking about Halo Campaign Evolved, coming out in 2026 on Xbox Series XS, Xbox on PC, Steam, and PlayStation 5. But this is it's kind of a pivot point for the franchise where we get to introduce the game to the most players ever. More to come on what would be next at the right moment in time. But it's exciting to be doing this right now for so many people.
Yeah, how long have you been wanting to bring it to PlayStation?
I mean, it's really about the 25th anniversary, right? And this being a moment to kind of start back at the beginning, and then also thinking about, like, Halo is best played with friends, you know, it's best when there's a big community. So really, this is an opportunity to really just bring that community, you know, together in a bigger way and have a bigger moment for everybody with that expanded co-op that we talked about and things like that. So really, that's the sort of the lead-in. It's like, what's the best experience to celebrate the anniversary and to bring this, you know, to the Halo community?
Mm-hmm. And I think creators of games, we want the games to be played by as many people as possible. And so that is a pretty exciting endeavor to be on so many platforms at this point. So yeah, that too.
That kind of leads into how you are announcing it and having it immediately playable for people at HCH, which is amazing. I don't think we see that very often. What are your hopes that people take away from that little bit of the demo?
It, like you said, we really take player feedback, you know, very seriously. We want to make sure this is authentic and that it's, you know, just a great experience for everybody. So I think one of the best ways we can get that is just, you know, observing and watching people playing. I'm actually looking forward to being there, you know, when you know, folks are playing and really getting those, you know, first impressions and feedback. And so, yeah, I think it's just another great way for us to really see, you know, how we're landing, you know, how we're being authentic and, you know, those areas that players may have some additional, you know, feedback that we should take into consideration.
We're going to be there and you're going to have the moment in time where people have their fingers on the sticks and they are playing what you've made, what the team has made. I hope that they are surprised and delighted. I do believe that we have a heck of a shot at that, and you just don't, you know, it's coming up. So here you go. Buckle up.
Were you around for the first Combat Evolved launch?
No, I didn't work at Microsoft, but I remember it, and I bought the game at launch and played it on my couch with my friends from the industry. I was, you know, working in the business at that time. So I remember the kind of excited, kind of crazy atmosphere of like lines outside the door just to buy the original Xbox. And then Halo was, you know, soon thereafter, you know, purchased by almost everybody that bought that Xbox. And, you know, it was just a phenomena, you know.
For myself, I was a player and a, you know, fan of the game, you know, back when it launched. A developer not quite working on Halo when we did Anniversary, and then I spent almost a decade working on various parts for the Master Chief Collection, actually, so engaging with, you know, Halo Combat Evolved as a developer in that capacity.
Okay, so you've had experience in this then, like you're ready.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So how does it feel to be seeing this launch that you worked on, this game that you were there for the launch of as a player, as a consumer, and now you've worked on it and you're giving that experience back to people?
Yeah, I think it's you know, it's really humbling, again, having come from it as a player, right? And having, I always have fond memories of, you know, displays and kiosks, like in game stores, right? And I remember being that player. And so, you know, I have this kind of full circle moment I've seen for myself when, you know, being able to observe other people then come and play the games that I've been able to work on and seeing that. So really that, you know, interaction is just awesome. And it's just all about making sure that we can make, you know, games that people love for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, 25 years ago, I don't know if I would have thought that I'd be here talking about being involved with this. It's so impactful. It's one of my top three games, you know, that I was a fan of, you know, kind of coming up in the business. And again, been working here for 12 and a half years. You've been here 13, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and we, you know, we've been here a while and we've worked on lots of different Halo products together. This one's pretty special. You want to maintain, you want to like make sure you're doing the right thing and make sure that you can't, again, as you rebuild it and you're remaking, you're wanting to make sure that the team is wanting to make sure that they maintain that sense of discovery, of awe, of heroism from the original, like as they pour their hearts into it. Being near it is exceptional. It's just kind of like there's this one moment where years ago, I think it was just in the beginning of my Halo Studios career, I had to write an official email. And in the email, I had to name the Master Chief and Cortana by name in this mail to whoever. I can't remember. And I freaked out. And I wrote my friend who I was playing Halo with on my couch, who is a designer in the industry. And I texted him and I said, I just wrote Master Chief, the Master Chief and Cortana in an official email. He was like, shut up. And I was like, isn't that cool? And he was just like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, you know, and like that just sticks with me to this day. And here we are at the beginning again.
Do they still think you're pretty cool?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, it's kind of like old hat. Oh, yeah, another Halo. Okay, yeah, we got it. You know, like I'm like this one, you know. But it'll be fun to talk to him about it, you know, now that it's out.
Yeah. You said that you didn't think you would be in this position, this industry. Where did you think you were going to be when you were playing the first Combat Evolved?
Well, I was, I guess at that time, I'm trying to think back to that time. I think it was actually finishing up school, right, to get into games. So I did think I would get into games at some point, you know, but yeah, I guess, you know, that whole journey, like I said, I don't know that I, you know, when I was thinking about like getting into games in general, like I said, back then there wasn't as many career paths, you know, as many like ways into the industry. And so I feel like I got lucky in the sense that that was when school started to pop up and that you can, you know, have a path there. So, but yeah, but I think even then, like I said, I didn't know where that would take me in terms of the games that I would work on. So yeah, it's been an awesome journey.
Yeah, I think that it's such a storied franchise, and it's just that in, you know, at points in time where I was, at least, you know, we weren't working together or anything at that time, but I was, you know, making my way up in the industry, and I, you know, it wasn't even, it's just something, it's such a big franchise, and it was always so big. It came out big. It just kind of grew and grew and grew. And again, it's like a cultural icon, right? Like, and it, you just, I don't think anybody kind of thinks, well, I'm going to end up on that one day. Maybe you hope and dream, and it is truly a dream come true. But yeah, it's tough to make a leap and say, I'll be there, you know? And then when you're here, you kind of have to take a moment and go, wow, like here we are.
I love that this launch is just as important and pointed for you as it is for all the other players. So it makes me very happy to know that, you know, you've come full circle too. So congratulations. I think that's amazing. Again, like you said, at the time when getting into video games was much harder. So I am actually very curious with you having to modernize this game. There are so many more mechanics in FPSs, even with the players. What was the biggest challenge in creating this experience that would appeal to modern gamers, but also not isolate your hardcore fans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think part of that is really about how do we preserve, you know, what is authentic, the gameplay feel that people love. So, you know, when people play it, again, I hope they feel like the Warthog is still this really awesome vehicle that you can drive and it plays and moves the way you expect. And then it's also looking for some of those opportunities where, you know, as you're just holding a controller, thinking about playing an FPS, like, where are you naturally gravitating towards? Like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe the left trigger, you know, to be able to aim, you know, and zoom with your weapons, or, you know, being able to move, you know, with stick on sprint, things like that. That said, you know, like, we are sensitive to being authentic to the game. And so, you know, those things like sprint, you can disable them if you don't want them, and you can play it kind of the old way. So, but it is really about that fusion, right? Of, hey, how do you bring those things that people love about the franchise together with those things that you might, you know, kind of expect that you've seen in more recent Halo titles?
Yeah,
it's not about modernizing for modernization's sake. Like, the team is very careful to do things that will improve the Halo experience and have Halo first kind of thought process as they go through it. So yeah, agree with everything that Max says. I will say that, you know, sprint, while divisive sometimes, depending on who you talk to, there are some bigger spaces, and sprint really helps in those spaces, you know? And I think that, I think there's a place for both, kind of, you know? And
I mean, I lost my Warthog in one of the demo spaces, mm-hmm. so I appreciated the sprint. Mm-hmm. It was very appreciated. Actually, it was really funny, though, because at certain points, I was like, man, a grapple hook here would be great. I know that's totally, totally not, like, with the balancing of the original game, but I was like, someone's going to mod that, and I know they're going to have so much fun with it. How do you feel about people potentially modding this game? I know it's not even out yet, but you know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Well, we, you know, part of Halo's history is rooted in people, you know, sort of tinkering and playing with the tools, you know, the game. So yeah, it'll be fun to see what people do with this thing, and you know, yeah, just kind of.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what they do, if they do anything. Yeah, that's fun. Sure, go after it.
Yeah.
I think the spirit of Halo has always been like, how far can you push the sandbox? So.
Yeah, so, okay, I love that. I was talking to Pierre, and he was telling me that, oh yeah, Halo's always been about the sandbox experience. But for me, who has heard my friends talk about Halo, talk about the story of Master Chief, this big, burly guy, right? I was like, oh, that's such a, like, dude game. It's such a, you know what I mean? Like, it's a very hardcore experience, because they would talk about all these different kills, all the different things they would do. So as an outsider, I was always shy about playing Halo. But then hearing that the spirit of it is the sandbox, my whole perspective on it changed. So how are you trying to invite new players to experience that, as opposed to being like, oh, well, Halo has always been with Xbox, which has been synonymous with, like, hardcore FPS players? That's got to be a hard bridge to cross.
Yeah, I think you touched on it earlier with the comment you made about like wayfinding, for example. So that's a specific example of an area for this game that we're really paying particular attention to, which is just from both an environmental perspective, from some of the navigation points and things like that, just kind of clarifying where your objectives are. You know, that's really one of those things that we're trying to be mindful of, right? You know, we're up to speed on, you know, modern accessibility standards, you know, a deeper level of, you know, difficulty settings. You know, again, you have a wide variety of skulls we, you know, have for the campaign. Some of those make the game harder. Some of them give you more options in terms of, you know, things that you could do with the gameplay. So I think we're, you know, bringing together a lot of tools, as well as, again, the addition of the four-player co-op now. So you now have more friends you can bring with you. So, you know, you can kind of, yeah, like work on, you know, those objectives together. So I think there's a lot of different tools for players that are new, you know, yeah, that we're learning there. So
Halo is about this 25th anniversary is about reconnecting players, new players and maybe the veterans, but also the sense of community, and then telling your stories to one another, sharing. So yeah, that all kind of lines up with what Max is saying, and we believe that to be a pretty good experience for a first-time player.
Okay, so can I ask you what Halo and that experience means to you? I mean, especially since we're coming full circle.
You want to go first? You want me to go first? The fun part for me is kind of following along with the most heroic journey that one can take, and the scale is like kind of bigger than anything that exists out there. The element of sci-fi military is very cool to be within, and just I want to just kind of know what's the next step, even though obviously we have 25 years of history and books and games and things to draw from. I'm just kind of always hanging on what is next. What's that next impossible kind of like challenge for the big green guy?
It's an experience to immerse, you know, yourself in, right? So, you know, it's just that action, adventure, hope, heroism, mystery, wonder, you know, in the case of this game, horror as well. And then doing that alongside, you know, your friends. And so, yeah, I think it's just really about being in that world. And, you know, I'm a person that when I play games, like I can, you know, walk through spaces and just, you know, look at the walls and wonder about like, hey, you know, what happened here? What's the history of this world? And, you know, how do we create that really rich ambiance? So yeah, I think it's all those things. Yeah.
Yeah. I was not expecting the flood at all when I played. My friend said nothing. He was like, oh,
that's
level,
good.
Yeah. This level will be fun.
It needs to be a surprise.
Yeah. And I walked in and the environmental storytelling about how, I think it was, yeah, two enemies had been fighting together on one box. Mm. And I was like, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. That's something that you don't think about as an extra additional layer of storytelling, but it really tells you just how dire the situation was. And I loved that.
Yeah.
And knowing that that's going to be brought back into HD and that's going to be even more visceral, which is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
But that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I did want to ask with PlayStation specifically, how did you do anything differently with like the DualSense? Do you find any fun tools that you could use with that? Or did you keep it kind of the similar experience with an Xbox controller?
We want to make sure that the game plays well on, you know, whatever platform folks are playing it on. So we'll have more to talk about in those features. I will say, like, when we approached, like, for example, coming onto PC with the Master Chief Collection, we did a lot of work around, you know, again, controls, settings, just making sure that the experience plays great there. And then also how that can improve kind of the experience for everybody, right? Because in some cases, then some of those settings, you know, those features, they kind of really level up the experience for everyone. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're just happy to build the best experience for whatever platform you're playing on, and more details to come.
Okay. You got to leave some surprises, so I appreciate it. With the extra levels, did you add anything from, like, you mentioned the books, there being various different medias. Did you draw any inspiration from those stories to bring into the canon?
Yeah, so these three new missions, they're a prequel to the main story. We didn't want to change any of the original story. It's Chief and Johnson. And they do, like, I would say the story draws from what their relationship is, like the kind of mission they would be on. It's a new story, and it is set, you know, kind of in those events before the events in Combat Evolve. So, yeah, so I'd say it's leveraging kind of the relationship, the lore that's there in a new way, yeah.
Was it in this game or a different one that had that really weird ending, like secret Easter egg ending with Johnson? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain that?
Well, I think it's an important one for folks to explore. What I would say is that there are different some subtle differences in some of the cinematics and the story for the different difficulty levels. So we're preserving that for this experience. So you should look forward to that.
Okay, great. Okay.
All right, what, next question.
Yeah, I guess my last question is, what are you most excited for the fans at HCS to experience from the demo?
The fans themselves, you want to be around it. When people play the game for the first time, or something that they've maybe played before, but we've, rebuilt. And then you want to... Yeah, you don't want to be creepy about it. I look over there as if I'm looking at a fan playing the game the first time. I stare at them and I just kind of try and read their face. And if they have that one moment where it really clicks and they start to smile and have fun, and then you know, you've touched them and you're creating something special. And I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing some of that, and then, I'm sure that people will come up and give us plenty of thoughts on what we could do a little better, and we're happy to hear that as well.
Yeah, I'm just excited to have them experience it, for the first time. And like I said, just get those initial reactions, impressions, feedback. It's just really fun to watch people play. So, just kind of seeing what they're looking forward to.
I think you picked the perfect iconic level to start people off on as well, because it just kind of starts out. Mm-hmm. So I very much appreciate that. But awesome. Thank you again.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. That was fun.
Yeah.